non-surgical treatment of class 3 malocclusions involving early maxillary protraction using a face mask has shown to be effective in many clinical research studies. However, because the appliance is anchored on the forehead, it's poorly tolerated by some patients. To look for reasonable alternatives, researchers in Turkey examined the skeletal and dental effects of an alternative small appliance designed for maxillary protraction. Their results are published in a paper called Effects of Maxillary Protraction for Early Correction of Class 3 Malocclusion. This paper appears in the February 2014 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, and I want to review the study and the findings with you. This was a case-control study involving 20 patients with a Class 3 malocclusion. All patients had an A and B less than 0 degrees, widths less than minus 1, and negative overjet. Control subjects were matched for age and gender, and since all Class 3 patients were treated early for ethical reasons, Class 1 patients were used as control subjects. All patients were treated by a single clinician using a mini maxillary protraction appliance, a bonded expander with hooks near the canines in the maxillary arch, along with a mandibular acrylic plate attached to a chin cup with a stainless steel bow to provide a protraction anchor. This design eliminates the extension up to the forehead for support, resulting in a smaller appliance similar in appearance to a cervical headgear. The maxillary expander was turned twice a day for 5 days, and then maxillary protraction was started for 20 hours per day. Treatment continued until 2 millimeters of positive overjet was obtained. In some patients, edgewise appliances were placed for anterior alignment. Lateral cephalograms taken before and after treatment were used to examine treatment effects. Overall, positive overjet was achieved in all 20 Class 3 patients, with an improvement in A and B of 3 degrees, facial convexity of 6.3 degrees, and widths of 4.6 millimeters. This appliance moved the maxilla forward with only minor rotation of the palatal and occlusal planes. In addition, the mandible rotated downwards and backwards. The overjet improved 5 millimeters on average, with two-thirds of the change due to skeletal correction and one-third due to dental correction. The authors have demonstrated that based on treatment effects, this may be a reasonable alternative to a protraction face mask. The smaller extraoral size of this appliance is desirable, but I'd be interested to see if it stays stable and if the two layers of acrylic coverage in the mouth is well tolerated by the users. To see photographs of this appliance that may be hard to visualize from my verbal description alone, look at the full article published in the February 2014 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.